a nice change from sleeping out in the weather. I wished there was fuel we could burn to heat it.
"Whither now?" I asked Swan. For some time I had been silently regretting not having caught Mergen while I was dreaming, so I could have gotten reliable directions.
The White Crow squawked and launched itself, leaving One Eye cursing because it had swatted him in the face with its wings. I was starting to understand the beast. "Somebody see where it goes? One of you sorcerer geniuses want to send a light with it?" Tobo had received control of his light again, and had it working in good form, but it took all his attention to manage it. I hoped he outgrew his more confidence than sense stage before he took a really big bite of disaster. Uncle Doge trailed the crow at a dignified pace. I supposed I ought to contribute something more than executive decisions, so I followed him. A ball of leprous green light from behind overtook me and made a nest in my tangled hair. My scalp began to itch. I had a suspicion One Eye might be sneering at my personal hygiene, which, I confess, sometimes became the victim of a negligent attitude. Sort of. "This'll teach me to take my darn helmet off," I grumbled. I refused to allow him to flash me his smug, toothless grin by not looking back. I had not been wearing an actual helmet. God save me, that would have been cold. I had been wearing a leather helmet liner, which had been keeping my ears from getting frostbitten. Barely. Winter. It was one of those things the planning team had not foreseen. I hurried past Doge, who was startled when he saw my hair. Then he grinned as big as ever I had seen him do. I tossed him a bloodthirsty scowl. Unfortunately, to do so I had to turn around far enough to see One Eye and Goblin suddenly stop exchanging hand slaps and snickers. Even Sara turned slightly sideways to conceal her amusement. "All right. So suddenly I am the clown princess of the company, eh?" We would see. Those two would... I realized that they had lured me into accepting their system of thought. Before long, I would be setting traps so I could get even first. The crow cawed. It was down on the cold stone floor. It danced back and forth, suddenly impatient. Its talons clicked softly. I dropped to my knees. It let me get almost within touching distance before it flopped farther into the darkness. More light took life behind us as people and animals came inside, making the predictable racket. Every new arrival had to know what was going on. The crow became a silhouette if I lowered my head and looked at it with my cheek against the floor. I told Doge, "There's light coming from somewhere. This must be where the captured got into the inner fortress." I got down on my belly. There was a definite gap in a wall of stone so dark it seemed unseeable, even in the available light. I could not make out anything on the other side. Doge got down and placed his own cheek on the floor.
"Indeed,"
I called. "We need some more light over here, and maybe some tools. River, run must. Have those people start setting up some kind of camp. And see what you can do about shutting out the cold." That would be difficult. There were several